Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, the last couple of days, I normally upload every day, but the last couple of days, I've been traveling, been getting used to new surroundings. I'm actually in Croatia right now. A place I honestly never thought I'd be. Not because it's not relevant, but because when you think of world history and you think of places that most people normally go, people will go to like Spain, France, England, Belgium, Germany, Netherlands, places like that. A lot of people don't go to Eastern Europe. And if they do, they'll go to like maybe Poland, Ukraine. They wouldn't go to Ukraine now, back in the day, maybe. But my friends, I think it's important that we return to the realm of relationships for one reason. As luck would have it, I went on a tour today to in a museum here in Croatia that's called the Museum of Broken Relationships. I'm not making this up. You can look it up for yourself. I went to this museum, and it turns out the whole thing is about people's broken relationships, whether it be romantic, whether it be with their friends, with their family. It could even be like internet flings. You get the whole mosh pit of relationships, and then there's always like a little medallion or something that symbolizes this broken love. And so I go into this museum, and I'm looking around, and I'm looking at all the different stories. It's from all over the world. There were some from Japan, China, United States, here in Croatia. There were some from England, from France, from the Congo. Like, there's from everywhere you can imagine, all across the world. So it's not like it's just one place, one demographic of people. No, it was everywhere, from all types of different people, from anywhere from the early 1900s to the modern day to even before that. And my friends, when I tell you, every single talking point we talk about on this show was validated. Every single time I saw one that was about a lover, when it was mostly written by women, by the way, if you can believe it. Most of the stories are written by women, talking about how they got alpha widowed, or they tried to get Pookie to turn into a nice guy and it didn't work out, or the husband left them, and then they found a gump and the step dummy. The whole thing was crazy. And I went time after time after time, and I was like, dude, there's gotta be at least one story where I'm like, oh wow, dude, I didn't see it coming. Like, that's crazy. But without fail, there was no accountability. There was no one saying, hey, you know what? I messed up. I did this wrong. I did that wrong. It was their fault. They left me. They're the bad person. And I never got over it. The closest you got was people saying that, oh, I'm over it, but like, I still, kind of wish it worked out type of stuff. And of course, you had a couple things sprinkled in there with a couple dudes who are goofies who are like, oh, I loved her, but like I was in the friend zone. Like, there were those things too. It was all over the board, my friends. It was wild. I wish you guys could have been there with me. We would have had a great laugh. I was going through, and I was straight sniggling. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. I was straight sniggling in this museum, and people were looking at me like, what the hell is up with that guy? And I'm just sitting there laughing at these women who are getting alpha widowed. They're chasing Chad, couldn't lock him down. The whole thing was proving everything we talk about on the show. And I was like, you can't mix up. And the best part, as if it wasn't already good enough, the best part was there was this one older lady who was in my group, and we were going to the museum, and she would read the same stories I was reading while I was sniggling at them. She'd be like, oh my goodness, this is terrible. How can he do that? And I'm just like, oh, I was out here just straight laughing because it's comical to me. It's the same playbook. every single time. He was controlling. I loved him. I wasn't enough. I tried. Blah, blah, blah. It's the same garbage every single time. And like I said, this wasn't just Croatia. This wasn't just in the U.S. This was across the world. Different people, different languages, different cultures, different situations. It happened every single time. My friends, this to me was a huge encouragement. Not in the feed the fantasy we've all been fed that, oh, you find that love that lasts forever. No. I'm talking about, it fed me the red pill again, and I was like, good. Good. I was right again. I was right. You know, I walked in there and I said, you know what? There'll probably be a couple where I was like, yeah, I saw it coming. Yeah, I telegraphed it. Yeah, she got Alpha Widowed. Yeah, she's chasing Chad. Yeah, she tried to convert Pookie. Yeah, she ran into Ray Ray. Didn't work out. But that's all it was. Now you had a couple sprinkled in there, like my mom and my dad, and, you know, I lost contact with them. They drifted, you know, they left, they went to war, never came back type stuff. But there were so many stories about women who getting alpha widowed, chasing Chad, and Chad had five girlfriends and cheated on her. Like, it's the same crap we see on TikTok every single day. And this is back in, like, the 1910s. The 1920s, 1960s. Like, this is not new, gentlemen. This whole playbook that women have, it's not new, and it's around the world. It's always okay. One story that stood out to me that I wanted to share with you guys in the show today to prove to you that they have the same handbook around the world when it comes to what they do. There was this one woman. Her little, like, item that she had to show her story was a ticket to a Mexican soccer game. And the story goes that she was in love with the neighbor boy. The neighbor boy was apparently, like, Chad Roan, super hot, kind of edgy, but he was a hot guy. All the girls wanted him. So did she. She was a neighbor girl, you know, girl next door type. She wanted to get with him for years and years. And eventually, she got with him. She got pregnant, he wifed her up, and then they had two kids, and then he dipped. And then after he dipped, she got married to the step dummy, and then the kids grew up to look like the dad, and she was thinking, oh my gosh, they remind me of him. Oh, I miss him so much, and I'm never going to get over him. That's the whole story. And I thought to myself, my God, who is the gump who married this woman? Who in the world did this? And then my second thought was, my God, you know how many men are in that situation right now, except their wife's not writing a letter and sending it into a museum, putting his ass on blast, making them look like a straight cuck and a goofy? Guys, do you know how many of you fit in that category? Not even, like, take the kids out for 2 seconds. Take the kids out of the situation. How many of you do you think your girlfriend is not over Chad? Not over Tyrone? Pookie, she's still dreaming about Pookie Schlong. She's still dreaming about Ray Ray and how he made her feel. Guys, this is what I'm talking about. This is the bread and butter on the show. We talk about how, as much as we love to just throw caution to the wind and get married, we know better. We know better because we're going to end up like these dudes. And I told myself, I'm like, I got to talk about this today. I don't have a lot of time. Internet sucks. Microphone's not ideal. I don't have my sound effects. I don't have my camera. I don't have any of my stuff. But I said, you know what? This message is going to be heard by the loyal listeners of the show who need encouragement, who need to hear this. And guys, this is a actual museum that has received awards from the European Union. Like, this isn't some, like, back road, country, hillbilly museum. No, this is a museum that is internationally known. So when I tell you that the playbook is universal, gentlemen, the playbook is universal. The women have the same playbook. It's all there. We think it's just us in America. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's not. It's everywhere. And my friends, I wanted to, I know this might seem depressing, but I was actually hoping it would encourage you. Because I know a lot of us, we get depressed. As much as we don't want to admit it, we get sad. I know some of you are going through a divorce right now. I can't imagine what it's like to go through a disgusting divorce with a person that you, you know, said vows to and that you might probably have children with. Like, that's just, it's sick. It makes me sick. It's disgusting. But guess what? You're still going through it. You're stronger than me, I'll tell you that right now. But my friends, the reason I really wanted to discuss this is because we've all had this secret hidden desire every once in a while, especially early on in our journey through what we call the red pill, the understanding of reality, where we said, you know what? If the so-called right woman, you know, that classic garbage line that every normie will give you of, oh, just find the right one, as if, you know, you're looking for the wrong one, to show you how logical and brilliant they are. But to find the right one and you want to make it work. Gentlemen, let me tell you something. There's actually a girl I know who, in the last remnants of the fantasy world that I have left that is on life support, if anything, I still have fleeting thoughts here and there where I'm like, hey, you know what? Maybe she's different. And then immediately I'd say to myself, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know that's not true. You've just known her since you were a kid, so you think she might be different. And the answer is no. No, she's just different at hiding it like everybody else, because that is how the world works. And do I like it? Well, that's not an important question. Who cares about whether I like it? Who cares about whether you like it? What matters is if it's real. What matters is if it affects you. And the answer to both is yes. In the same way that this museum showcased to me that the Passport Bros have an idea that's respectable, but at the same time, they're still trying to avoid the basic reality that women are women, men are men, and Esther Vilar was right when she said that what but money can bind a woman to a man. That was a woman who wrote that, by the way. What but money can bind a woman to a man? It's a humbling statement, isn't it? But my friends, when I talk about they all have the same playbook, they have the same playbook. I told you there's all of them around the world. These stories came in. And every time, there was no accountability. It was somebody else's fault. They kept chasing Chad. And then they want to make it seem like all men are like that. And no, they are not. Gentlemen, we see it on TikTok every day. I have now seen it in a museum. To me, that was a big moment because I realized that I was right. That the guys on the Shitinous community were right. We've always been right. But the people who want to come on our channel and question us, the people who want to come in our life and tell us that we're weirdos, we're bitter, we're hurt, we're damaged, we're no good, we're incels. No, we're not incels, we're intelligent, we're insightful. We're not incels, we're insightful. We see things for how they are. And I have yet to meet a guy who is under the umbrella of MGTOW who cannot get laid. I know guys who are on monk mode, who are choosing to go without. But the part of the in means you're involuntarily. I have met a couple guys in my life who fall in that category, but they're not red pill. They're not guys who have accepted reality. They're still trying to simp their way to success. And I'm not a mega church pastor. I'm not here to convert people. You can't convert people to the red pill. You can't convert people to MGTOW. You can't convert people to see reality. They're going to have to take the suppository, shout out to Joker from Better Bachelor. You're going to have to take the suppository and then you're going to learn. And you, my friends, and as well as I, we've learned the hard way and we're ready to take that step. And we have. We got to continue to take new steps forward toward the future that we want. For me, it's being a biblical bachelor. Like maybe, but I don't know what it is for you. Maybe it's the same as me.
Maybe it's the complete opposite. I don't know what it is for you. That's for you to decide. But my friends, I know this is going to be a little shorter. I know this isn't what you normally do on the show, but I really wanted to tell y'all, give y'all some infield receipts here. And I took some pictures. As soon as I get back to the States, I'll take a montage of all the pictures I've taken on this trip, and I'll show it all to you to show that I'm not just making this up. I'm not just making this stuff up for effect. But my friends, you take care of yourselves. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you looked this place up, or hell, if you've been here before. Let me know. I'd love to hear about it. Take care of yourselves. Think for yourself. Please do not be a normie and let other people do the thinking for you. Napoleon Hill was right when he said that the devil loves the idle mind. For when you allow him to do the thinking for you, he's more than happy to do it, because you'll do nothing. My friends, you take care of yourselves. Think for yourself. Get out there and find something you care about, for God's sakes. That's what I recommend, anyway. All right, my friends, I'm out of here. I got to get to sleep. I got a long day tomorrow. I'll let you guys know what happens as this trip continues to unfold. But you take care. I'm out. Peace.